Mr. Chair, Niger's President Issoufou told me last year when I visited his country, the drought used to come every 10th year, then every 5th year. Now, due to climate change, it hits us every 2nd year. We must end hunger and malnutrition. And I will quote Graziano from earlier on today, hunger does not mean that there is too little food in the world, just that the people starving does not have access to it or the means to produce it. Wise words, in my opinion. If we are to succeed, we need simultaneously to, one, increase the availability of sufficient, safe and nutritious food to meet the needs of a population of 9 billion by 2050. Secondly, we need to respond to a changing climate in the way we manage agriculture, fisheries and forestry. Third, we need to promote robust food systems based on sustainable intensification of production, increased productivity. And fourth, we need to reduce income inequality and persistent social inequalities within countries so that all citizens, women, men, girls and boys, have access to sufficient, safe and nutritious food and that equal access to productive resources is secured. Now, addressing the structural causes of poverty is at the core of these challenges. Democratic institutions are fundamental for the promotion of social equity and a fair distribution of wealth. The Norwegian government is committed to include equality and inclusive growth as key components in its international cooperation, and I will say in the development agenda and the new development goals that we are going to make. Now, how can FAO contribute? Three main messages. First, food security and nutrition based on the human right to food is a prerequisite for development. Hungry people are denied their most basic human needs and the ability to ensure their own well-being. Now, empowerment of small-scale producers is key. They are the main investors in agricultural development and need access to secure and predictable tenure, economic resources and other production inputs and training, because access to knowledge of climate-robust production methods are key to increased productivity. Now, in Zambia, I met with a farmer. Her name was Anastasia. She had adopted to more climate-robust agricultural methods. She had doubled the harvest, and she said at the same time she needed to work less. In that way, she had saved extra money to invest in further agricultural equipment and thereby increased productivity. Now, she had increased her food security and experienced the happiness experienced by all those who see the betterment of their own life and their family's life. Now, rural institutions must promote inclusive growth. They need the producer organizations and cooperatives have important roles to play by knowledge sharing, access to capital, and to give voice to farmers. FAO should continue to promote favorable conditions for inclusive producer organizations and cooperatives. Now, secondly, gender equality is essential for development and the fight to end hunger and malnutrition. This is one of many good reasons why achieving full gender equality and empowerment of women is at the top of Norway's political priorities. Gender equality and empowerment of women need to be a core theme in the post-2015 development agenda. The FAO has brought ample evidence on how the lack of gender equality hampers agricultural productivity and negatively affects food security and the livelihoods of rural population. It is therefore time that we move from why gender equality and women's empowerment to how to achieve it. In this respect, we commend FAO for its gender policy and for the intention to mainstream gender equality and women's empowerment in each of the strategic objectives. However, we do miss clearer evidence of FAO's ability to implement the policy. And we do encourage the FAO to compensate for this in the action plans and results frameworks that are to be developed. Last but not least, climate change and degradation of the natural resources resource base pose unprecedented challenges to food security. Natural resources are under severe pressure due to unsustainable management practices, climate change and growing demand. The FAO must promote sustainable management of natural resources. A good example of this is the ongoing work of the Global Guidelines for Small-Scale Fisheries Development and the combat against illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. The FAO also has a crucial role in shaping global forest policies and must continue the important work for the development of sustainable forest management. FAO's work on genetic resources for food security is crucial, and I would encourage all to support the work of the Commission on Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. FAO and the other Rome-based agencies have a crucial role to play in these endeavours. And to end, I would say, a world free of hunger is not a vision that we should talk about over our swelling dinner tables. It's the demanding cry from those without a voice, living in the harsh reality of the hungry poor. Let us side with them for the dignity of a life where a father knows he can feed his daughter today, tomorrow, and the day after. Thank you.